Macmillan Audio presents Staring Down the Wolf, 7 Leadership Commitments That Forge Elite Teams. Written and read by Mark Devine. Introduction. Entering new terrain. Take a deep breath, then throw the old map and compass out. Are you a CEO or key leader desperate to drive new revenue and profit because the shifting business and technology landscape has made the old maps of how you win in your industry obsolete? At the same time, your teams and culture are struggling under the crush of commitments and constant chaos. Your HR department is missing the mark, off kilter, because its personnel are trained to deal with humans as resources, not as human beings demanding to be treated as such. They were fine when it was just about hiring, measuring, promoting, and firing, maybe even conducting surveys and initiating sensitivity training. But they are challenged to develop leaders in ways that now count most, emotionally, morally, and spiritually. Perhaps you are one of those young leaders who feels disengaged because you resent being treated as an asset, or worse, being led by an asshole. The typical large organization is biased toward endless process and tasks, with little time for cultivating a powerful culture, which is critical to navigating this new terrain. The business world can be like a battlefield, and your organization could be on its way to getting seriously wounded or killed as a result. In the new battleground, the internal terrain of emotional power and mindset is where the creative energy to win will come from. Those require new developmental models to effectively deal with the rapid change and uncertainty. After the Cold War, the U.S. Army War College coined an acronym for the volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity of the world, VUCA, which has gained some familiarity in executive suites since. To win the mission in VUCA, leaders will need a next-generation compass, one that helps them to navigate the peaks and valleys with emotional, moral, and spiritual strength. They'll need to set their egos aside and subordinate their needs to the team and mission to become whole leaders who operate from a world-centric, integrated consciousness. Becoming whole and self-evolving allows leaders to develop a profoundly deep connection with their team, and it will lead to more meaningful success for their organizations in a future that's already upon us. These are skills leaders desperately need right now. But your fear wolf stands in the way. The fear wolf is a metaphor for what's holding you back emotionally. Those deeply ingrained fears, negative reactionary patterns, and biases. What do these hold you back from? They hold you back from receiving 100% buy-in and alignment from your team. And they hold you back from your true self. This book is about helping you stare down your own fear wolf to overcome lingering negative conditioning so you can evolve to your fullest capacity. It's the only way to unlock your truly massive potential. This new battlefield will simply not let you chase profit at the expense of people any longer. Your people and your culture are your main thing now. Everything else is subject to the winds of change, easily made irrelevant as those winds blow. As a leader, you're not the victim of VUCA. You can't blame the market, the volatility, the competitors, the investors, or the customers. It's up to you to change or be killed in this new business climate. Consider yourself lucky that you aren't likely to actually get killed, which is not something that I counted on in the SEALs. You cannot let volatility, complexity, and numbing ambiguity freeze you in your tracks. I have found in my work with leaders and teams that most have hit a wall in the last few years. All of a sudden, they're starting to feel incompetent. At some point, what had worked for them was no longer relevant. The weapons they train with now do no damage. Their professional skills, developed in business school, endless workshops and courses, and OJT or on the job.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?